Welcome to Create Your Reality, the show that empowers you with information on how to drive your brain and create a more purposeful, joyful, and fulfilling life for yourself in the process. Your host is Lynn Crocker. Each week, Lynn demystifies your brain's processes and shows you how to utilize tools that you already possess to identify habitual thought patterns that are not serving you. You'll hear from Lynn and other industry experts who will help you understand how your thoughts create your reality and how you can use this awareness to change your life from the inside out. This is all right here on Amazing Women of Power Radio, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International.
Hi, and welcome to Create Your Reality. I'm your host, Lynn Crocker. Today I'm talking with Vicki Savini. Vicki is a teacher who educates, enlightens, and empowers children and adults to be their absolute best. In addition to her experience in the fields of education and psychology, she's trained in the healing arts and overall wellness. She's a licensed science of mind practitioner, Reiki energy worker, and talented life coach. Vicki is a dynamic and inspiring speaker who assists people of all ages through individual consultations and group workshops. She uses her real-world experiences and eclectic background to help individuals believe in themselves and live their truth. Today, Vicki and I are going to be talking about her teleseries, Embracing the Seven Essentials for Adults. Her program guides participants to a deeper understanding of how their childhood experiences affect how they view themselves. This is an important topic that affects all of us, so let's just dive in. Hi, Vicki. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm just really excited to have you on. We've had several offline conversations, and I just think you are really a gifted intuitive, and you really dive into the heart of matters. And so I'm excited to pick your brain today. And you know, before we get to talking about the program, tell listeners a little bit about yourself and your background and what drives you to do what you do.
Well, as far as my background, I was thinking about this the other day, and I was kind of laughing. I was talking to a student teacher, and if I had to write a resume at this point, it would probably be 10 pages long, because literally I've done everything. I've worked in shelters for abused women and children. I've been a clown. I've done entertainment. I've sang in a band. I've been teaching for over 13 years. Wow. I've just worked in so many different atmospheres. And when I look back at my life and I see the pattern that has followed, I've always been teaching the same thing. No matter where I have gone, I have always been teaching people to see the light within themselves. And more importantly, I've been teaching how to create strong foundations for children. And if you didn't have a strong foundation as a child, how to repair and strengthen the foundation that you were given as a child. I think really, like when you say what drives me, for me, this is my passion. I believe that we all come here and we have a purpose, and I've been very open my entire life, and I know that my work here is really empowering others to believe in themselves and to speak their truth and to learn how to go with what the heart feels. And so for me, what drives me is just this willingness to let go and to do my job, to do what I'm here to do in the universe.
When I mentioned in the intro you had an eclectic background, I wasn't kidding, clearly. You have done a lot of different things, and but I like how you brought it all back, that no matter what you were doing, you were always teaching people how to see their light, and that's a wonderful thing to be doing.
I realized just how eclectic it was a couple of weeks ago, because I was working with my first graders and we were working on a word family, words that sound the same and have the same pattern. And we started working with the family, the Own family, O-W-N. So a couple of kids were like, oh, brown, crown. And then one little kid said, clown. And I stopped for a moment and I said, oh, did you know Mrs. Savini used to be a clown? And they were all like, what? No. And I'm like, yeah, I'll have to find those pictures. So I went home that night, and it was a good 10 years ago. So my son is only 7. He didn't even know about it. And I told him, Mommy used to be a clown. And he's like, that's just freaky. So freaky. I found the pictures, and I showed him. And as I was reading through my brochure, it was funny because I wasn't a clown that, like, went to birthday parties and did things like that. No. I went into daycare centers, libraries, elementary schools, working with kids with this little puppet that I had that was a monkey, to teach kids to believe in themselves and to speak their truth. So I was like, oh, my gosh, I really have been doing this for a really long time, and sometimes in disguise.
Right, yeah, we don't even know. So, yeah, I know your focus is really on kids, and we talked about that it's great to give them that foundation, like you're saying, to teach them to believe in themselves. I know you have some programs for young girls along that line, and that's wonderful. I think it's really great to reach kids, you know, because they're beginning, and if you can give them that good foundation to believe in themselves and see their inner light, then they can grow into more productive adults. But a lot of us have not had that benefit of having you in their lives or somebody like you in their lives. So so I imagine that's where the program came in, the teleseries for the adults, of teaching the adults how to heal their foundation.
In the summer I run camps for both boys and girls. Our camp that is the largest camp is the Girls Rule Camp, and actually we've been starting to do that camp through Hay House with several of their programs. We did one in San Jose last year, and we're scheduled to do some in the upcoming year for the girls. But what happened was, we were at a girls' camp, and one of the parents came to me and said, what do you have for the big girls? And at this point, it was just for elementary school. And so I said, oh, do you mean middle school? And she said, no, the bigger girls. And I looked at her, and I kind of tilted my head, and I said, high school? And she said, no, for the big girls, like the mommies. And I was like, Oh, I didn't really think of that. And she said, well, Mrs. Savini, my daughter comes home and she showed me these things, and I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, I wish I learned that when I was little and I didn't know that. And I never really thought about that. So that's how my work with adults really started to open up. I started running programs, workshops out of my home, and then in community centers. And then I started coaching one-to-one. And then someone said to me, you know, you should just do like a teleseries. And of course, me, I'm a little technology issued. And I said, well, what's that? Say what? So I have to say that from just working with kids and saying, you know, I want to help them to really see the best in themselves, the parents started to say to me, well, all right, that's good, but what do you got for me?
And that's kind of then where the adult program came about.
Absolutely. And, you know, it makes sense to me, because if I'm teaching their children how to believe in themselves and speak their truth, and then I send them back home after the camp or after a year with me in my class, who's going to continue those practices that we started if the parents don't know the practice?
Yeah, that's a really good point. Is it true? If they're kids are learning how to believe in themselves and they go home and then get a different message, then it's not going to really stick.
And one of the messages that really opened my eyes was, I was teaching the seven essentials, and that's in the teleseries. And we got to one of them, number two, feel your feelings. And so we had these girls, they were all about 10, 11, 12 years old, sitting in a circle, and we were going through this second essential of feeling your feelings, and what does that really mean? And one of the girls looked at me, and she was, like, ticked off. And I looked over at her, and I'm like, hon, you know, what's going on inside of you? Tell me what you're feeling right now. I thought, oh, this would be a great teaching point. And with tears in her eyes, she looked up, and she said, you're telling us to feel our feelings, but when I feel my feelings, my parents tell me to stop being dramatic. Or my parents tell me that's enough of that. And all of the girls sitting in this circle, I'm not kidding you, it was like 35, 36 girls, were nodding their head yes. And in that moment, I took a deep breath and I went, you know what? I remember being that kid. I remember being that kid that I would feel hurt or I would feel disappointed. And my sisters would shoo me away and say, stop being a baby, because I was the youngest one in the family. Or countless times when you see kids walking down the hall and they're crying or whatever, and an adult turns to them and says, you know what, that's enough, stop crying. And I thought, wow, that really is a huge message. So the parents need this education too, because they need to know it's okay to feel your feelings.
Definitely. And why do you think that message is so prevalent, that we're not supposed to feel our feelings?
Well, honestly, I believe what happens is, as a parent and even as a teacher, when you see a child crying or you see them in pain, you want to stop it as quick as you can. So that sense of compassion comes up for us. And we think, how can we stop this? What's going on? But then what happens if we don't have the time to really get to the root of it or the bottom of what's going on,
mm-hmm.
we try to rush their healing.
Yeah.
And you and I both know that's one thing you cannot do is rush healing.
Right.
So we are taught at a very young age not to feel our feelings. Shut that down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to be acceptable. And so then as we get older and we have our own children or when we're teaching young children,
mm-hmm.
when they come up with these feelings, we have to feel, we have to shut it down quickly because that's what we know. That's what we've
mm-hmm.
always done.
Yeah. So it's just a perpetuating thing that parents of kids learned and they grow up to be parents and they teach their kids and they grow up to be parents and it just goes on and on.
And honestly, I don't even think we stop to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens. It really happens. And when that little girl said that day
mm-hmm.
in that circle, I had all of these flashbacks of times when I said that to kids.
Yeah.
When I looked at children and said, all right, that's enough. Go, go wash your face. It's time to stop crying.
Mm.
And in that moment, I thought, who am I to tell them when it's time to stop crying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I liked what you said in the beginning, that it maybe did it. Start from a place of compassion, not wanting to see a child in pain,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
it has gone way beyond that to the message is it's not your feelings aren't valid, now stop it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We don't have time for that.
We don't have time for that. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. That is a big message. And I know that is one that's very prevalent. And so a lot of adults now have buried their feelings, aren't sure how to identify their feelings. And I know we're already into week two of the TELUS series, and as you brought that up. But so let's get back to week one. What would be a way to start if you're wanting to start to heal your foundation as an adult? What does week one look like?
First essential that any person needs is they need to learn to love themselves.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I sat back and I smiled the other day in my classroom because every day my kids choose an affirmation from this children's affirmation deck. And the affirmation that came up was, I am important.
Hmm.
And I always ask the kids, so what does that mean to you? What do you think that means? Now, in the beginning of the year, I really have to help them with this, give them examples. But now they've done it for so long that they're like pros.
Hmm.
And the answers they were coming up with brought tears to my eyes, but especially one little girl looked at me and she said, oh, well, that's easy, Mrs. Savini. I am important. It just means that I'm perfect just the way I am.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, my work is done here.
Yeah, I would say so. Kudos. That's wonderful.
But as adults,
right.
Now I run these workshops for children and I run them for adults.
Mm-hmm.
When children are sitting in front of me, they're like sponges.
Mm.
They take it all in. They're like, oh, an affirmation? That's an affirmation? Great.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet my mind. This is how I quiet my mind. Wow. This is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do the same program for adults. And there are so many layers upon layers that we really have to release a lot of those negative thoughts before we can open ourselves up.
Mm-hmm.
And we can shift from the human doing into the human being.
Mm-hmm.
So it's trickier as you get older.
Yeah.
But so the first one is really to learn to love yourself. And it's a practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply a practice. It's just like learning how to ride a bike.
Right.
You have to take steps to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like anything that you do. You have to practice. And if you stop the practice, then you kind of fall on the wayside.
Mm-hmm. I think that's an important point, that it is a practice. Because I think a lot of people think that it should just be this shift. Well, now I just love myself. It's like it's not that simple, and I don't mean to make, and I know you're not either, make it seem like it's hard and difficult, but it's not a simple process. They're, first of all, having to unlearn, it sounds like, some things, some core beliefs that they learned in childhood, so needing to unlearn those or at least replace them. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, when I work with my clients and I work with the adults, most often what we do is we find the core beliefs. There's usually one or two core beliefs that have settled into our hearts that are like toxic seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And so somewhere along the line, we have this core belief that either we're not good enough, we're not lovable. There's about seven different ones that people really seem to gravitate toward.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those are really a lack of self-love. So they have this core belief, and over time, they just keep validating it. And if you're familiar with the work of Abraham,
mm-hmm.
Esther and Jerry Hicks, what they said is, a belief is a thought I keep thinking and thinking.
Hmm.
And so if you have this negative toxic belief,
mm-hmm.
and something comes up and you choose to validate it, you kind of ingrain it, mm-hmm. to the point where it does become this core belief that sits with you and it invades every part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So really, they find that core belief, but I don't believe in spending too much time on that.
Mm-hmm.
I say, okay, great. Now you know the core belief, so now we can turn those thoughts around.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, if I have this core belief that I'm not good enough or I'm unworthy, then every time that comes up for me, I have to love myself. And I say that, it makes it simple, but it really is simple. We make it more difficult.
Yeah.
If you have a pet and your pet is hurting or feeling sad,
mm-hmm.
you're going to pick up that pet. You're
yeah.
going to hug that pet. You're going to love that pet.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say, you're great. You're terrific. I love you.
Hmm.
If you have a child, mm-hmm. and you see that they're upset or they're saying, nobody likes me,
mm-hmm.
I'm not good enough, of course you're going to sit down with them and you're going to say, well, why would you think that? Look how good you did.
Yeah.
You're going to love them. You're going to point out all of the positive things.
Hmm.
But if it's us, and if we have this core belief that we're not worthy,
mm-hmm.
the moment something happens, we're going to say, see? See?
Yeah.
See how bad I am?
Right.
See? Good things never happen to me. They're never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
In that moment, I have to stop. I have some different things I do for thought stopping. Mm-hmm. And I have to turn that thought around. If my brain is telling me, see, I'm not good enough,
mm-hmm.
I have to turn it around and say, I'm getting better and better every day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I'm saying the complete opposite. And
right.
I'm saying, no, I'm great. I'm
yeah.
terrific.
Right.
Because that's a total lie, and I'm not going to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go the middle of the road and I say, I'm getting better and better every day.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I did the best I could.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, it is a practice. And
yeah.
so waking up in the morning, and I thought about this morning driving to work.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we allow our circumstances to predict what our day is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, we're letting go of the helm. If we're all driving our own ship in this life to navigate the waters of life, so to speak,
right.
if I'm allowing my circumstances to dictate where I go and how I get there, I've let go,
mm-hmm.
and not in a good way.
Right.
But if I wake up in the morning and I set to the intention first by taking a few deep breaths before my mind starts going crazy,
mm-hmm.
and just saying, today I am ready for what comes my way, or today I am thankful for the lessons in front of me. Whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
as long as I'm setting my intention, I'm starting my day the way I want to start it, not behind the eight ball.
Right. So that's a good practice. And there's a couple of things I want to talk about based on what you said. And the first thing that I noticed was that you don't necessarily have to dive in and find out why the belief was formed. I like what you said, that you identify a core belief, I'm not worthy, for example, you have, working with your clients through this program, they identify that, and then you just move forward with them and find another thought to replace it instead of trying to figure out, you know, dive back into childhood to figure out why it occurred, because
mm-hmm.
it sometimes can just seem like a waste of time. And I think that I can see where this could move very quickly then. And then you also made the point that if somebody has that thought, and I'm maybe putting words in your mouth, that they're going to look for validation in the outside world to validate that thought.
Absolutely.
You know, so that was something else I picked up. And then I loved the, you know, getting back to the practice, the thing in the morning
mm-hmm.
of waking up, setting your intention for the day.
Right.
And not having it be this over the top, I'm perfect, I'm wonderful, I'm this and that. Because if you're at a place where I'm not worthy, that belief isn't going to stick. But finding something in the middle of the road
mm-hmm.
of, like what you were saying, you know, I'm getting better and better, I'm
yes.
moving forward. That just seems like that's really functional. I bet you're having great success with this, with your clients.
Yes. And it's because I just want to shift the energy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring them from this low vibration that they're in. It's okay to feel a low vibration,
mm-hmm.
but you don't want to stay there forever.
Right.
Because then you're just stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So feel the low vibration and say, okay, I'm aware that I'm feeling this.
Mm-hmm.
Now what can I do about it?
Right.
What are my alternatives? Well, I can choose to keep feeling this, or I can choose something different.
Yes.
And then I take action.
Yeah.
And for some people, it is important for them to understand where the core beliefs come from.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that when you're sitting there and you're working with them. Like I just had a client who really was trying to understand where her core belief came from. And I knew from the very beginning she had this deep hatred towards her mother.
Oh.
For several reasons, but mm-hmm. for me, when you're working with me, there's no blame. We don't mm-hmm. blame our parents, even if our parents were the worst parents in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bottom line is, they were a broken child too. So instead, we take a look through their eyes at the world.
Hmm.
And this is how true healing happens. My client who I'm speaking of, when she first came to me 6 months ago, I said to her, you know, she came to me because she wanted to be a better parent for her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew she had this issue with her mother. And I looked at her and I said, well, honestly, you need to heal your heart with this hatred that you have for your mom.
Hmm.
Because if you don't, it will come back around to you. It will be your lesson.
Mm.
And she's like, oh, no, no, I'm nothing like my mother. I can't even see that. Well, within the next few sessions, we saw how she was exactly like her mother.
Wow.
And when she realized it, she couldn't stop crying. And I said, whoa, 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 there's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah.
You're a human being. You're a product of what has happened to you in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But now the truth is, the matter in your heart is, what do you do with this?
Mm-hmm.
In the last session she came to me, two sessions ago, I had said to her, when your mom comes over from Ireland, because she was in Ireland, mm-hmm. she's going to sit on this couch with you, and you're going to speak your truth, and then you're going to see real healing.
Mm.
And she was like, oh, I don't know if I could do that. So she came to me a few weeks ago, and she said, I can't believe I did this, but I had the talk with my mom.
Yeah.
And I said, you did? She's like, yeah, I was so afraid to do it on your couch that I decided I would call her. So she did know where these core beliefs were coming from, but the beautiful mm-hmm. thing was she had hatred and blame for her mother before.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she started looking at the world through her mother's eyes,
mm-hmm.
she saw that that hatred and blame was misplaced.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was able to heal that relationship by really talking to her and expressing how she felt as a child. And her mother never knew that. Her mother was thinking, I thought I protected you from all of this stuff.
Hmm.
See, our kids see and hear so much more than we think they do.
Mm-hmm.
We think we're good actors and actresses. We think that we keep it together, and we think that they don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the kicker. They read your energy.
Mm-hmm.
They know what's going on with you by your energy. They're very connected in that way.
Right.
So they don't have to hear anything or see anything,
mm-hmm.
but they can certainly feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened.
Yeah, and that reminded me of one of our other conversations where we were talking about a friend of mine, and you made the point, if she can't heal herself for herself, do it for her daughter. And that might be a good approach for somebody if they're thinking, oh, I'm okay, my life is going fine, and I think I'm treating my children just fine, and they're not picking up on anything, to be aware that they are picking up on the energy, and if you can't do it for yourself, to do it for your kids.
Right.
I think that's a really...
And for some people, that is the way you have to do it, because they kind of need that back door.
Yeah.
Ironically, I'm currently writing a book that's going to be released next March by Hay House,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Ignite the Light,
mm.
and the book is really to help children to create a strong foundation. So most people will pick up this book thinking, I'm going to help my kid to be their absolute best.
Yes.
But the bonus that they're not going to really realize until they start reading
mm-hmm.
is that all of that material is for them as well.
Yeah.
Well, but most people will probably pick up that book thinking, this is going to help me be a better parent. This is going to help me be a better teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And not knowing really that what it's going to help them to do, not only to be a better parent and teacher, but to be a better person for themselves, because that's the only way you're ever truly a better parent and teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to be the best version of you.
Exactly.
Yeah, and to heal all of that. We're getting a little bit close to time, believe it or not. I think I could talk to you for another couple hours, because this is just a fascinating topic, because I think the overall message is for people, listeners, to be aware that what happened in childhood is really running their lives now.
Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
think that's and that it is something that can be changed through practice, and through your 4-week program here. It's I'm just going to go over it very quickly since we didn't get into all the different weeks, just again to give listeners an overview of it. And so the first week, as we talked about, was defining your foundation and learning to love yourself. Mm-hmm. And then the second week, you talk about quieting the mind and, as you said, learn how to feel your feelings and go with the flow. And then week three, I like it, is tuning in and removing toxic thoughts. And mm-hmm. I think once, and I've had this with my clients too, once people dive in and really see what they're saying to themselves, it is pretty amazing. I know I had an exercise for myself years ago when I was first on my personal journey of writing down everything that I was saying to myself, and it was frightening. I couldn't believe it. I would not say it to my worst enemy. So I think that work, or that week three, is going to be would be very enlightening for a lot of people to what's going on up there. And then week four, I believe, is what you're just addressing, to learn how to speak your truth and communicate without blame, understand where somebody else is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seems like a really wonderful, comprehensive course. And like I said, I think you've had great success with it. I'm imagining that a lot of people are coming back to you and saying that this has been really helpful for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to put those dates up.
Yeah.
But I am going to be running the course in August again.
Good, okay.
Because I have a huge retreat that I do for women, and this year we're inviting teenage girls as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weekend retreat to kind of rejuvenate themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome.
So I'm trying to do that before.
Right.
Beforehand, got to keep myself going.
Yeah, I know you have a lot of balls in the air, and I know the reason why you can keep going, and you said in the beginning that this is your passion, and you feel it's very much your purpose, and it's the agreement that you made with the universe or with whatever source energy people want to call that, and the reason why you're here is to be helping people see their light and heal these foundational issues. I want to give your website. So I don't forget to do that before we sign off. And so, listeners, it's VickiSavini.com. It's VickiSavini.com. And I definitely encourage you to check it out.
And, you can also find me on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
If they put my name in, Vicki Savini, Ignite Your Light, it will come up. And I try to do at least a couple of posts a day, just little things to kind of keep us back in the mindset of being mindful.
Great.
Bringing us back to that practice and loving ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And you keep using that word practice, and that's why I like driving that home a little more, that it is a practice. I liken it, and I think you would agree, to perhaps working out. You don't just get into shape and be like, okay, I'm in shape, and stop working out, because then you fall back out of shape. So this is this kind of mindfulness is a daily practice. It's a very worthwhile practice. It really does allow life to flow a lot easier, allows an individual to connect to another individual, see life through their eyes. It's just a very loving way to live.
Absolutely. It releases the blockages that you feel are holding you back in life.
Yeah. And we all need to do that. I really,
that's what
I know that, what drives you and what drives me too is just the overall big picture that I really want to wake people up, and I really want them to heal so that we can have a much more functional society and world, because people that love themselves are going to automatically love other people and then treat the planet well, treat other people well. It's such a far-reaching thing. So
absolutely.
Yeah, and a worthwhile thing to do. So, again, thank you so much for your time. I think this has been...
thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed talking to you over the past few weeks as we've been arranging the call and all that. So, listeners, I'm going to go ahead and sign off for today. Thank you for tuning in, and just be sure to tune in next week.
You've been listening to Create Your Reality on Amazing Women of Power Radio, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International. Tune in next Monday at 11:30 a.m. Pacific Time to hear more from Lynn and her guests. If you want to re-listen to this show or previous shows, you can find them at createyourrealityradio.com or createyourreality.podomatic.com. Thanks for listening.